Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Anxiety Doctor Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lisa, and today I'm just giving you a message. If you've ever had anxiety, you're suffering from...
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to the Anxiety Doctor Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lisa, and I'm always super excited to bring you amazing tools and tips to help you eliminate that dreadful anxiety. Join me every Wednesday as I bring you a new episode every week. One last thing before we get started, our full self-paced course is now available for purchase. You get all the lessons that I teach in the group coaching program at your convenience. You can watch whenever you'd like. This is a full self-paced course, but the first 50 people to purchase will get 3 months of virtual group calls for Q&A and meditation with me. Get your course now. The link is in the show notes. Happy learning. Welcome to the Anxiety Doctor Podcast. To all of my loyal listeners, thank you so very much for always being here and always being so grateful. And I appreciate each and every one of you all. And for those of you that are new, I want to welcome you. I'm glad that you're here, whether you stumbled across this on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or anywhere you get your podcast from, or someone shared this with you. I'm glad that you're here, and I hope that this podcast helps you. And this message or this podcast is just a message for anyone that has ever suffered from anxiety. If you're suffering currently, if you're trying to recover, this message is for you. Anxiety is a horrible, horrible thing to go through. It is so not only horrible with the symptoms, but it's horrible because we feel alone. We feel all these crazy thoughts running through our mind. And sometimes it's really hard for us to share that with anyone, with our friends, with our loved ones, with our family and friends. It's really, really hard, and it can be very, very lonely, feeling like no one understands you, or we don't want to share all the crazy thoughts that we have when we have anxiety. So this message is for you, so you don't feel alone. I want to just share a few things with you. First of all, I want to tell you that you're not alone, that if you were to talk to someone else with severe anxiety, you would feel so much better. Not that they're going through the same thing, but that you're not alone. And I want you to know that. I've had thousands of patients that I've helped. You are not alone. Our stories are very similar. Even though we all have very unique stories, our symptoms and what we go through are very, very similar. So one, I want you to know that you're safe. Anxiety makes us feel like we're going to die. We feel like we're never going to get better. We feel like there's something else wrong with us and we want to figure it out. And it's scary. Because of the physical symptoms that we have, we think that we might die. Whether it's a heart attack, whether it's maybe something in your brain, cancer, whatever it is, any symptom that we get, it's really easy for us to think that something else is wrong with us. So I want you to know that you're safe. No matter how many horrible symptoms you have and how many panic attacks you have, you are safe. And I want to remind you of that. And this podcast episode is created for you to come back anytime you need it. So always remember that. This message, this podcast is for you to come back whenever you need it. Number two, I want you to feel empowered with the episodes that I bring you. Because when we have anxiety, we feel like we're alone. And I want you to know that I'm here for you, whether it's from the episodes or the little courses that I have, lessons that I have, my Instagram. But we will be creating something new that's affordable where you get to learn from me. Stay tuned for that. But I want you to know that you will get better. And this message is to empower you to feel safe and, again, to come back if you ever need it. So I want you to know that you will get better. I've helped thousands of people that are not working, not driving, haven't left their house, and they're able to get back to work. They're able to live their lives again without thinking of anxiety. So I want you to know that you can and you will get better. Number three, stop thinking so much about that damn anxiety. Sometimes we get so caught up with wanting to read up on everything, reading up on every single symptom, looking up everything or anything that can help us with anxiety, buying every cream, buying every, I don't know why I said cream because I need to go buy cream for my legs. Buying every single tea, buying every single device that you read about that you can breathe in and it helps you with your anxiety. You don't need any of that stuff. Now, there are some things, natural things, vitamins, supplements, teas that will help you, but you don't need them. When you're trying to recover, I do recommend you find something that will help you ease your anxiety for a little bit. And then you want to eventually not have to take anything. I mean, that's the way I work. And the people that usually come to see me, they want to get off their medications and they want to get off everything. And I want you to know that you will get better. I think that was three, right? Stop thinking so much about your anxiety. Sometimes we get so caught up with wanting to read up every single article and every single different therapist and to compare each and every therapist that you find out there. And we all have different techniques. Some of us are very similar and some of us are not. But if you're reading up on everything, you're going to get very confused because there's so many different modalities, so many different therapies that people use. So you want to make sure that you stick to someone that you trust. One or two is good, but don't read up on every single different therapy. Now, you can do that to see which one is right for you. But then once you figure out if you're more comfortable with this therapy or this therapist, and follow one or two. That is my recommendation. Number four, rest. You don't need to be doing so much for your anxiety. Now, in the beginning, yes, you want to learn how to maybe meditate, how to do deep breathing, anything that will help your mind and your body learn to relax again. When we have anxiety, our mind and our body are always tensed. Because we're in that fight or flight. And so our bodies and our mind are really, really tired. So you want to rest. You don't need to be doing all that stuff. Again, in the beginning, you want to learn different techniques, but you don't have to do every single technique every single day. You will find what works for you, and you will eventually know what you need the rest of your life. You don't have to do every single technique every single day. So you don't want to become obsessed over these techniques that you learn, or you don't want to think that you need to do them every single day. Number five, the power to heal is within you. You don't really need, I think finding a therapist that will help you is very, very good. But more than anything, the power within you is there. The power to heal is within you. And if you can find a therapist that can help you learn that, then that is powerful. You will know that you have the power to heal. And when you know that, then you don't rely on anything or anyone. You find a therapist to help you and guide you, but you want to eventually learn to be okay, to be safe. And your safe space is you. The power to heal is within you. Next, anxiety once in a while is normal. It's okay. If you can learn to not fear it, you will be fine, because anxiety cannot totally go away. I've said this before and I'll say it again. If someone with depression comes to me and they tell me, I don't want to be sad a day in my life ever again, it's very hard. It's impossible. Sadness is a normal emotion, and we cannot guarantee you're never going to get sad. The same thing with anxiety. Anxiety is there to keep you safe. It's created in the brain so you can be able to run, get out of danger. And so anxiety will be there. Symptoms of anxiety will always be there too. Once in a while, you'll get dizzy. Once in a while, you might get shortness of breath. Whatever symptom you have, sometimes you can get that with other things. Vitamin D is low. Your iron is low. There's so many different things that can mimic anxiety. And so if you fear anxiety, it's really hard for you to get over it. So I want you to know that anxiety is there. And some of us just have anxious minds, more worriers. We're more worriers than normal people. And it will be there. And it's okay. Know that you're safe. Anxiety is there to keep us safe. You will be okay. If you have anxiety once in a while, that's okay. And number seven, don't fear anxiety. If you can see it as annoying, because it's really hard for us to not fear anxiety, right? Because it's so horrible. The symptoms are horrific, and we fear those symptoms, whether it's heart palpitations, whether it's the sweaty palms, the fear in your gut, whatever symptom you have, it's really hard for us not to fear it. But if you can see it more as annoying, when you see it, when you feel it, instead of fearing it and saying, oh my God, there's anxiety, I'm going to be anxious all day long. If you can say, oh my God, there it is. What do you want? If you can feel annoyed with it, very easy for it to go away. And that changes everything. It'll slowly go away, and you're learning not to fear it. So try to be annoyed with it instead of feeling scared of it. If you can start doing that, you'll see that the anxiety will get easier and easier to handle. And eventually, it will be gone. And will you get anxiety once in a while? Yes. But you will not fear it. You'll be fine with it. Number eight. I mean, they're not really numbered, right? But this is the last one. Stop being hard on yourself for having anxiety. Having anxiety is okay once in a while. And if you're suffering from anxiety and you have severe panic attack every single day and you're beating yourself up every single day for having anxiety, I get it. I know why I was in your situation. Two. And I know what kind of thoughts run through our mind. We start thinking, I feel bad. I can't do this for my kids. I can't do this with my friends. I'm letting people down. it's really hard for us not to be hard on ourselves when we have anxiety. But you got to cut it out. Give yourself grace. Give yourself grace and don't beat yourself up for having anxiety. Stress will only make it worse. So if you're always hard on yourself, it's not going to help. That is all for now. Short and sweet and to the point. And these are just little reminders, a message for you to know that you're safe and that you're going to be okay. You have the power within you to heal. Know that, learn that, feel it in your body, and the healing will begin. That's all for now. I love you all so very much. Always remember to be good to yourself and others, and I will see you soon.
Thanks for listening. Find us on Instagram at The Anxiety Doctor and online at www.drlisacortez.com. Check back weekly for new episodes. Until next time.